cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Glad to have you with us. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. 353-5053. Harbin Lumber wants to be there for you, a full-service lumber yard. Don't call Harbin Lumber unless you want them to give every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. Interior products, exterior products, doors, windows. So great friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber does an amazing job at harbinlumber.com. You're going to be wowed. I love the fact when we say everybody wants a big sale, right? Not them. They said, give us a small sale. We'll take care of it. It's our great friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. We're talking Phil Steele, by the way, talking magazines and recruiting rankings. And we just gave you Georgia. That's good. Quite frankly, I think you made a good point, Mr. Or 24.
What did I say? I say a lot of things.
Well, you made a bad point when you said how we need to turn the air conditioning down here. It's 12 degrees over here, but that's fine. You made
it
a good point.
It is June 26th right. In South Carolina,
right?
AKA the face of the sun.
Oh.
And you want to bump the AC to 75 when I compromised at 72. We're normally sitting around the 69 mark here at the station.
Oh.
And you want to go to 75.
Hang meat in here.
My God. Goodness.
Chris could have skated right by me back here in the background, back over here. Balboa is hitting the side of beef over here. I looked up on Goodfellas, they had the guy. Remember the guy hanging from the meat hook?
I recall, yes.
Whew. Anyway, I thought you made a good point. When you said that Georgia's schedule could actually hurt them in case they lose a game. Let's be clear. Georgia can lose a game, win the SEC East, win the SEC Championship in Atlanta by beating Alabama, and they're going to playoffs. Where hurts them is that if they do lose a game in regular season and then lose to Alabama, then they're out. Because two losses with that schedule, I mean, quite frankly, how would you get credit for beating? Let's say, give me the one. You said they can lose to Auburn, okay?
I said they could.
Okay. I'm going to let you pick any game on the schedule. Give me one loss.
Okay.
What are you laughing at?
The AC just kicked back on.
God, it's freaking freezing in here. Give me one loss.
All right, give you one loss off the Georgia schedule.
Yeah, give it to me.
We'll go with Auburn.
Okay.
Yeah.
They can beat everybody, lose to Auburn, beat Alabama in SEC championship game, and go to the playoffs. Right?
Yeah.
But if they went all the way through, went undefeated, lose to Alabama, there's a chance they get in if they went undefeated. But if you lose to Auburn and then lose a few weeks later to Alabama in the SEC championship game, you don't get credit for Georgia for beating Austin Peay, South Carolina, Middle Tennessee State, Missouri, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, LSU, Florida, Kentucky, Massachusetts, and Georgia Tech. You don't get credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's two paths for Georgia. Lose one regular season game, win the SEC championship, go undefeated, maybe lose the SEC championship, maybe get in. You win the SEC championship game and you're in at Georgia. Simple as that, right? 55th schedule. Quite frankly, when you're out of conference schedule, it's Austin Peay, Middle Tennessee State, UMass, and Georgia Tech, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
The old resume builder.
Quite frankly, let's just be clear about this, Georgia. And William's on hold. I'm coming to you straight, William. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Austin Peay, Middle Tennessee State, UMass, and Georgia Tech. Now, you can't help with the LSU still stinks.
Listen.
You can't help with that Florida still stinks. You can't help with that Missouri, Tennessee, Vanderbilt. You know, you can't help that those teams are down. But you can't help stinking Austin Peay, stinking Middle Tennessee State, stinking UMass, and Georgia Tech. You can't have that.
There's a team just a short ride up 85. It's looking for a game. Every single year.
Do you agree with the statement when I say, University of Georgia, you should be ashamed of yourself for your out-of-conference schedule?
100%.
Okay.
UMass is your resume builder in November.
When UMass and Georgia get together, you throw out the record books.
Yeah, you throw them out the window. Between the hedges down there, that's going to be a battle, an absolute battle.
You know what's funny? Soccer on UMass was a war. Remember that?
Remember that? I recall.
34-28.
I recall.
William is in Athens. Is over in the Peach State. Good morning, William.
Morning, Mickey.
I'm on you a little bit this morning, man.
I was about to say that the football guys were shining down when you were talking so good about Georgia. But I mean, I agree. We can't beat those losers. We need to be ashamed of ourselves. But we don't set these schedules, dude. I don't know where y'all get. We should be ashamed of our schedule. We don't set the schedules.
Do we? And what you can't control. The SEC tells you who you're going to play in conference, but you set your schedule out of conference. And what the teams you chose to play this year were Austin Peay, Middle Tennessee State, UMass, and Georgia Tech, all at home, by the way.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I agree with you. If we can't beat them teams, we need to be ashamed of ourselves. I agree.
I'm saying just play them.
I still don't see how anybody can. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm saying just by playing them, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Okay, well, whatever. Y'all should be ashamed of yourself by getting beat by Syracuse, but you're not.
Well,
I mean, you know, come on.
No.
Don't try to put me in a bad mood, dude. Come on.
We're talking two different things here. We're talking on the field. Yeah, an upset's going to happen every once in a while. I get it. That's fine. I'm talking about who you choose to play.
Okay. And who's the weakest person on Clemson's schedule this year that y'all choose to play?
Well, who we choose to play this year is Furman.
Okay.
Georgia Southern.
Okay.
At Texas A&M.
Georgia Southern.
Oh, at Texas A&M and South Carolina.
Yeah. Okay.
So we choose to play.
Georgia Southern is just a duck. Furman is just a duck.
Right. How about another two?
South Carolina and you said South Carolina and who else chose to play? I'm sorry.
At Texas A&M.
Now, that might be a challenge right there. But anyway, it don't matter who Georgia chose to play. If they don't win the four teams they chose to play, they should just ashamed themselves right on out of there, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't think Georgia's going to lose.
Well, of course not. How could they?
I don't see where anybody can compare South Carolina to Georgia. I mean, they don't have the personnel. They don't have the talent.
No. Georgia's much better than South Carolina.
They might slide in there and beat us, but, I mean, you know, it could happen to anybody. But anyway, man, I appreciate the good things you said. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Will. I like it when you say he choose to play. That's what you can control. And look, everybody's going to have a couple of duds. I get it. You got to have a couple. You got to be able to play. Let me explain this to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a Georgia texter. Y'all play Furman, Georgia Southern. Come on, man. And your conference schedule is a joke itself. And y'all will somehow manage to lose one of them, go Dawgs. Well, dude, I just now told you in the magazine that we pay attention to here, Clemson's got the 43rd schedule. You're 55th. You don't have a leg to stand on. Not even those little short, little squatty dog legs.
This isn't, you know, the Clemson Insider Special, whatever it is. This is Phil Steele's magazine.
Right.
This is a national magazine.
Right. And everybody, I'm not going to get on you for playing two patsies. I get it. You got to, everybody's got to play for, you got to support, you know, raise money for your volleyball, for your cross country, for your track and field programs. I get it. You got to have 7 home games. I get it. By the way, Georgia only has 4 true road games this year, every year, because they go down to Jacksonville. But I get it. You have to do that. What I'm telling you is, in your other two, you have to play some sort of mid-major. And then you ought to have a big rivalry game. Now, Georgia can't help it that Georgia Tech sucks. I can't really help that. But Austin Peay, Middle Tennessee State, and UMass. And by the way, go on a road every once in a while. Now, they did go to Notre Dame last year. You get them credit for that. But just go on the road every once in a while for an out-of-conference game. The bottom line is that you can't – Georgia ought to be playing some sort of at least mid-major. Play a MAC team in there, but not Austin Peay, Middle, and UMass. Now, let me get to Clemson's schedule. You ready?
Yes.
Tigers actually have 4 – teams ranked in the top 40 they play. They at Texas A&M, who's ranked 27th. At Florida State, who's ranked 18th. At Boston College, who's ranked 23rd. And South Carolina, who's 34th. To the Georgia caller says, our in-conference schedule stinks. What? Dude. The East, let me remind you of this, dog fan. The East is comprised of Missouri, Vanderbilt. Let me give you a little bit about the SEC East Georgia fan. Let me start way back with, let's start with Vanderbilt. A program that has gone 53-72 the last 10 years. A program that hadn't had a winning season since 2013.
Vanderbilt.
No one looks at Vanderbilt and goes, ooh, it's going to be tough. No one looks at Derek Mason and says, now that guy's the one building the program. They remind you that in the SEC East, Tennessee has a losing record the last 10 years. Tennessee has 7 losing seasons over the last 10 years. Tennessee's coming off of a 4-8 season last year. Remind folks of the Tennessee program that Vanderbilt program's beaten the last 2 years, 42-24 and 45-34. Let me remind you that Missouri Kentucky's in your division. Kentucky, who's 53-72 the last 10 years. Same Kentucky program that lost to Southern Miss in the last couple of years that hadn't won more than 7 games in 10 years. That's who's in your side of the bracket. Let me remind you that Missouri is on your side of things. The same Missouri team that Purdue beat last year, 35-3. Same Missouri team that 2 years ago of their wins, their 4 wins, it was Eastern Michigan, Delaware State, Vanderbilt, and Arkansas. That Missouri team. That Missouri team that's had 3 straight, well, they went 7-6 last year under Barry Odom. We all know about South Carolina. Let me remind you, this is who Florida has been. Florida's won double digits in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, twice in the last 8 years at Florida. So don't talk about Clemson's ACC schedule. It's clear, bruh, that, dog fan, that Georgia has an easier schedule than Clemson and South Carolina this year. Is that clear to you?
Crystal.
Clear to Phil Steele? Let me get Derek and Clemson final phone call at the segment 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Derek. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
How we doing, Mickey?
Couldn't be better.
I think I'm calling in sick and going to the golf course. I don't know.
Do it, man. Hey, look, you sound like you got a bad cold. You don't want to be spreading that cold in there around the office today.
Nah, man, it's sinuses. Every morning I get up in the summertime, when I finish off the lake, I have real sinus congestion for about 2 hours, and it just goes away.
Well, here's the thing, man. You don't need to be going into work then.
I know. Oh, man, you're right. That I feel horrible. All right.
You look terrible.
So, dude, I try to have conversations with people, and I just don't know how other ways you can make to them, because they always throw up all the ACC, you know, that y'all don't play anybody. And I'm like, don't let me remind you, just 2 years ago, you only beat Nicholls State by less than 3 points. A beat-up team, you paid $2 million to come into your complex, and they almost beat you. If Jacob Eason didn't go down in the first game last year against App State, y'all would have been a 9-win team. So don't act like one good season last year, y'all got a dynasty for the last 10 years, because I grew up in Georgia, and the last 12, 13 years of Georgia football minus last year has been an utter disappointment year after year after year. And if you look at the conference, if my memory's right, Alabama has got more national championships than the entire SEC East combined. I think the SEC East in the last 100-something years has got less than 10 national championships. And if you look at the teams, Georgia finished top five. I think South Carolina was top 30. Kentucky was 44 when Kentucky, a basketball school that is a 500 team, is the third-best team in the East. And you look at teams like Florida, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and teams like that, Missouri, and they're barely squeaked in the top 100. And you look at the teams they got beat by out of conference. How does Missouri get hosed 37-3 by Purdue? But we're supposed to respect them because they're in the SEC, and all just because they have an SEC badge on their shirt, that means the talent's better. Any of these fans, especially the Georgia fans, look at their recruiting. Look at the top 15 classes recruiting nationally for the last 3 years. Look at preseason rankings. Look at postseason rankings. Hell, the SEC is barely a 500 team in the bowl game for the last 4 years. Look at the rivalry game between, you know, Florida State, Clemson, Carolina, Louisville, Kentucky, and Georgia Tech. The ACC is winning that 13 out of 16 for the last 4 years, but somehow I'm just a biased Clemson fan, and I don't understand what I'm talking about.
You're a fence sitter. Derek, I appreciate the phone call. I got to get a break. He's the fence sitter. Here's the bottom line, Mr. Or24. They play in big stadiums. They have pretty uniforms. And they have big bands. Doesn't matter that Purdue beats you 35-3. That doesn't matter. You play in some big stadiums, and you used to be good. Used to good. And you got some legends around there, and people kind of look at your uniform and go, oh, yeah, there's Tennessee, there's good. Nah, Tennessee kind of sucks. Oh, yeah, there's Florida. Florida kind of sucks. Oh, there's Missouri, no. Vanderbilt, no. Kentucky, no. South Carolina, no. Big stadiums, big bands, nice. Got a lot of tuba players, nice. You got those pretty baton girls, you know, fake blonde baton girls, a lot of makeup on. Really good. And you play on CBS, where Brandon Lundquist kind of talks about how great you are. That's great. We'll take a break. We'll come back.
I just had such a vivid flashback to the fall of being able to watch games on CBS or ESPN. And I miss college football more than ever right now.
Really?
Oh.
Just because of your flashback?
Yeah. You don't have those vivid ones. Vern Lundquist talking on CBS, whispering nothings into your ear. Yeah. That music playing in the outro as Georgia's curb stomping Florida.
Big one today in Commonwealth Stadium as the Vanderbilt Commodores visit the Kentucky Wildcats, an SEC thriller. Hi, everybody. Vern Lundquist along with Todd Blackness. No, he's not Todd Blackness. Who's he? Oh, Gary Danielson. Trying to make that one sound exciting.
Mm.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist wants to build your garage floor. They move everything out. This is my kind of deal, Zach Orr. This is my kind of deal right here. I don't lift a finger. I can go play golf. You can go cut the grass at the in-laws.
I don't have in-laws.
Well, soon to be.
No.
Hopefully.
No.
Yeah. You can do it. And the fact of the matter is that you don't move a finger. You don't lift a finger. They do everything for you. They move everything out of your garage, lay this epoxy-based floor down, solid epoxy-based, and then move everything back in. And quite frankly, this looks so much better. My garage right now looks immaculate. I went in and cleaned everything out, kind of reorganized it. It looks amazing. If you come in, if I was going to show my house for sale right now, man, we'd probably start in my garage. Pretty cool. So great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Let Tim Worley come by. He's going to give you a free estimate. Measure your garage. I'd like to tell you what it costs right now. I don't know the size of your garage. Measure it. Look at it. Show you the colors. Get you signed up. A couple weeks later, you got this thing in, and you're going to love it. It's Carolina Flooring Specialists. Check them out. All their social media stuff, CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Short break, more after this.
Go on the drive of your life with a Founders Auto Loan. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, great terms and rates, 24-hour access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com or visit our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve, and the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Dabo knows the gridiron, Brad knows the hardwood, Monty knows the diamond, and the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate as the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner office. The clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. Built on a philosophy of putting people over profit, the clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777 to put them to the test. Go Tigers!
As a patient of the Surgery Center at Pelham, you will feel right at home.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the Surgery Center at Pelham. I grew up in Clemson. I graduated from Clemson. And my family and I proudly call the upstate our home. Our outpatient joint replacement program is a game changer for orthopedics, and it transforms your experience with us as a patient. You will be walking out the very same day.
The Surgery Center at Pelham, online at newkneereplacement.com.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn, a Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great-looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Weiler Show is on the air.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words of some kind.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Crute LED wants to partner with you. They've already partnered with Duke Power and Duke Energy, and they're giving you these LED high bay light fixtures, these LED tube lights, these parking pole light fixtures, these 6-inch down light fixtures. They're doing this with these unbelievable rebates, upfront rebates. I hate rebates because it takes like 10 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever, to get them. I love these rebates because they're upfront. It means you just pay, you know, they take it off the front. It's like a sale. They're a midstream channel partner, authorized to give you these upfront rebates. You're going to love them. Crute LED is doing awesome. And their office is off of exit 19B, right beside J. Peters over in Anderson, has these. Look, help them make your signs better, your parking lots better, safer for your people. It's our great friends at Crute LED, K-R-U-T LED. Call them at 401-8506, 401-8506. One of the things that I hate about this job and hate about sports talk radio and hate about political talk radio is that we ignore 99% of data and bring up one part of data to support a cause.
Creating your own narrative?
Yes. Now, and you know what? Some of it's true. I get a couple of texts earlier. Well, was Syracuse ranked ahead of Clemson in the preseason last year? Go Hilk. You know, so, yeah, okay. You know what, though, bro? I'll take Clemson. You take Syracuse every year. Let's see how it works out for you. You know? I mean, some things should be upset. So, yeah, you can put it all out there. And the bottom line is that last year, Alabama and Clemson and Georgia and Oklahoma were in the playoffs. And so you can talk all you want to about, well, how about this upset? How about that? Well, they lost this team. Yeah, you know what? You can do it. In the end, it all settles out. Right now, I've got a guy telling me, well who's ACC's second best team? But you know what? In the end, if you're a game guy, Clemson's South Carolina play every single year. So you can argue your little conference that stinks against our little conference that stinks, and we'll find out. But in the end, I don't care. In the end, I'm saying that my team will beat your team, and it will be pretty convincing once again.
Be just like your granddad is, Aaron.
Right. Like your granddad told me, well, we're going to turn this thing around soon. Your granddad told my granddad that. So, what's the point in debating, like, well, okay, well, now who's your seventh best team? Whatever. You play each other every year. The whole idea of, and like Derek had pointed out, look, the ACC has dominated the SEC in the in-state rivalries the last 3 or 4 years, right?
What's that life like as a South Carolina fan?
Right now?
I mean, knowing in your lifetime, they will never even come close to even evening up the all-time series record. It will, in your lifetime. Your lifetime. You'll be pushing up daisies if that day ever comes. That's got to be a tough pill to swallow right there, right?
Well,
you'll always be the inferior product in the state that you call home. Think about that. That's a tough burden to walk around with.
Man. Make you want to jump off a bridge now.
I mean.
Thanks, Zach.
I'm just saying.
We've lost 20% of our listening audience. Thanks. Appreciate that.
But.
What's worse is look at their series in record against Georgia. 50-18-2. Well, how about Clemson's record against Georgia?
Your grandchildren won't see that record getting close. Great grandchildren.
Dang, Zach. I'm not trying to kick him out of down. I just hate this.
I'm trying to near him a little bit. Just get after him a little bit.
Can't stand De Niro.
We're just gonna get all this nonsense. As that clock goes farther and farther down, we're gonna get more and more of this nonsense. Of this year's the year. This is it. It's getting turned around this year. We're getting Georgia in week 2.
You and I, we like politics, right?
You like politics.
You like it too.
I have to know politics to try to put you into your place every now and again.
I was listening to political ads yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Was there more guns, more rattlesnakes?
No, we killed all the snakes in South Carolina. St. Patrick came in during the thing. But you know what I heard yesterday?
What?
Back-to-back commercials.
Mm-hmm.
There's two guys running against each other. And they both said the exact same thing in negative campaigns against each other. he didn't believe in guns. He didn't believe in this. He didn't believe in that. And I was like, wait a minute, man. You can't say the other guy didn't. You know, it's the exact opposite. But here's my point. Like, you could be running against somebody. And because of what the way these, you can't line item anything, so you got to vote for. They voted for higher taxes, or they voted for, you know, not for a tax cut. They voted against our police department, whatever. So you take out everything else that he or she did good in their 4 years or 2 years or 6 years of their term, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to say, well, there's one thing they didn't do good at. That's what happens in Sports Talk Radio, too.
Just that one thing.
Like, you could say, Tom Brady's the best quarterback ever. Oh, yeah? Didn't look that way in the Super Bowl last year, bruh. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. We take we ignore the majority of the evidence to make our one little calls of, well, who do you guys play out of conference? Well, how about the record in 19, whatever? You know, we do that all the time. I got this one. Things can change in a hurry, bro. Well, don't think it's going to change anytime soon.
Man, don't hold your breath on that one, pal.
Mm-mm. Don't go on any kind of hunger strike before that happens. You know what I'm saying? Get a little dollar menu every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Just trying to keep you healthy. That's it.
Eat some protein, man, you know? Just eat. I'm hunger striking on that one.
That has not made people happy.
You know what? This is a good one, too. I love this one. Right now, Alabama fans, Clemson fans, Ohio State fans, Washington fans, and Georgia fans buying the magazines, go to the covers. Oh, yeah. What? If your team's not ranked, like, if you have low expectations going to a season, here's what you get. Well, man, you can't pay attention to preseason magazines, man, because Central Florida did good last year. Oh, yeah? So did Alabama, man. So did Clemson, so did Georgia, so did Oklahoma. But there's upsets all the time. Yeah, okay, I get it. There's upsets. You're not going to stop upsets, but I can sit here and prognosticate. You don't understand, South Carolina plays Georgia great every year. They do, because the seniors never lost to them. The redshirt senior class beat them 4 out of 5. I'm just going to go with the odds on this thing, okay? Yeah, you're going to come up with your occasional deal, but I'm just going to go with the odds on it. Guys, a hunger strike. Oh, my goodness, just spit my coffee. Didn't mean for you to do that. I can save you a lot of stomach cramps. What's the point of a hunger strike anyways, that? I'll show you. I won't eat anything. What is that about, you know? I'll show you.
It doesn't make much sense to you and I. We don't miss many meals. You know?
Why would you?
I don't know.
Well, we'll show us. Hey, and you made a pretty interesting observation a while ago when you said off the air and you said, man, don't let South Carolina beat Georgia. I've been doing it for 20 years, all right? I'll take Georgia every year, take South Carolina every year. Let's see what's done in the last 20 years. Georgia 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 1, 2, 3, 4. 13 and 7. So 2/3 of the time. Okay. This year it'll be 14. It'll be 2/3 of the time. I'll take Georgia, you take South Carolina. 2/3 of the time. See how that works out. Mike's in Anderson, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. Doing well. I can tell by the sound of your voice you guys are. On this conference thing, and Zach's talking about creating your own narrative, and we all do that, but I want to try to look at this thing objectively for just a moment, if you'll allow me. If you look at the Big Ten, you got Ohio State, an elite program. Michigan, not an elite program, but they're 8, 9, 10 wins every year, seemingly, or a good program under Harbaugh. Penn State seems to be a team on the rise, maybe elite. I hate that. I hate Penn State, but it's possible. And then you got Wisconsin, who seemingly is in the conversation every year until the bitter end for a CFP spot. And then you look at all the other conferences. You got the ACC with the Tigers and Florida State and then everybody else. Boston College, Syracuse, Wake Forest, North Carolina, Duke, they all suck. The SEC is the same thing. You got Alabama, and then you got Auburn every other year, Georgia last year, and then you got the Vanderbilts and so on and so forth. You look at the Big 12. You got Oklahoma. Oklahoma State makes some noise every other year, seemingly, and that's about it. And then you go to the Pac-12, Washington, Stanford, solid programs, but not elite programs, not yet anyway. Couldn't you pretty much make the argument that all the Power Five conferences we're talking about have one or two teams, maybe three or four, or maybe three, and then the rest of the teams in the conference, all five conferences suck? How far off am I on that?
I don't think you're off. I think that the strong get stronger, the weak have a hard time closing the gaps. If you look at the recruiting rankings every single year, the Alabama's getting seven or eight five-stars, and Georgia's getting five, six, seven, eight five-stars, and Clemson's getting five-stars, and those accumulate, and the five-stars want to play together. The world's getting smaller, so these guys are coming from all over the place to play together, and they're not – I'll put it to you like this. To your point, while – let me see who's gotten better in recent. Northwestern's gotten decent in recent years. I think that's a decent program. But Northwestern is not closing the gap on Ohio State. Washington State has gotten decent, but they're not closing the gap on Washington. You know, a team like, let me take in that Big 12 right now. I think you've got to give Oklahoma State maybe TCU, some of those. Give them a little bit of credit. But they're not closing the gap on Oklahoma. You know, as good as, you know, maybe Miami's recruiting pretty well now. They're not closing the gap on Clemson right now. So the strong just keep getting stronger. And actually the gap keeps
Penn
getting.
State or,
yeah, Penn, you make good points about the Big Ten. You know, the problem with the Big Ten is that it's so lopsided in the way their divisions are broken down. Because Wisconsin can win their division, and yet in some of these years, Michigan State, Penn State, Michigan, and Ohio State are going to be better. They need to redraw their lines, because Wisconsin, Iowa, Northwestern, Nebraska, Minnesota, Purdue, and Illinois, it's so imbalanced compared to Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Michigan State, Maryland, Indiana, and Rutgers on their side of things.
But if you look at all the Power Five conferences in the preseason, we don't know what's going to happen, but just what we think is going to happen. Wouldn't it be a true statement that the Big Ten, probably Penn State, Wisconsin, and Ohio State, and maybe Michigan with a new quarterback this year, probably up until end of October, November, they're probably going to have at least three, if not four teams that are going to be talked about in the CFP, and then every other conference has got one or two, and that's pretty much it. Now, and I ain't got to listen. Nicky, thanks a lot.
Mike, I appreciate the phone call. I think that's very good points. Zach, quickly before we take a break, how many teams in the Big Ten this year you think can make the college football playoff?
In the Big Ten?
Yeah.
Two.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State and?
I think Michigan's got a legitimate shot.
You don't think Penn State can make it?
No.
You don't think Wisconsin can make it?
No.
I think Wisconsin's schedule so stinking easy they can. I think more than that. How many teams in the Pac-12?
In the Pac-12?
Potentially could make the playoff.
Washington, USC? And I guess Stanford, three?
How many teams in the Big 12?
In the Big 12, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
How many teams in the SEC?
Alabama, Georgia, Auburn.
I don't think Auburn can, but yeah, I'll give you those three. ACC?
Clemson, Miami.
I agree.
And that's probably it.
I agree with that. So you see what I'm saying? I think Mike makes a good point. The gap is widening. And now look, some teams can have a special years in there. I mean, Central Florida had a special year. I'm not trying to take away from that. Great. But play the percentages. See how that works out for you. My friends at Trail want to help you. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. I want to speak to you churches out there. Hopefully your church is growing. And hopefully at some point in time, you're going to look at this and say, hey, do we need to build on? Do we need to expand? Do we need to build somewhere else? Do we need to build a children's wing now? Do we need to go build somewhere else? What do we need to do about our demographics and our future, where we're going? This is simple. Call Trail. Trail does this. They love meeting with you, thinking about where you are, your growth, your potential growth, and what your church is going to look like in 20 years or so. They're, of all the denominations out there, go on their website and contact the others they've built for and contracted with in the past. Do that at trail.com, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. Our great friends at Trail, TREHEL.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. One more open phone line segment right after this.
The Kelly Grahamuck Show is all new this Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Roy Philpott, current ESPN play-by-play voice and former host of The Roy Philpott Show here on WCCP, will join The Kelly Grahamuck Show for an exclusive interview sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Also, check out the KG Show podcast on WCCPFM.com and iTunes by searching WCCP. The Kelly Grahamuck Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. presented by Engineered Sleep.
Ready to go off-road? For the month of June, Yokohama is offering customers two great ways to save on a set of Geolander MTG-003 tires. Stop by the Pendleton Tire Company and purchase a set of four or five Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 tires and get a Visa prepaid card by mail. Up to $125. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for five consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
I'm Daniel Weber. I'm a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. I represent a State Farm in the heart of Clemson, and I welcome an opportunity to serve you. Like my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, service to customers and pride in Clemson runs deep in our family. As you grow your family or look to make their lives more secure, call me at 722-9083. I'm State Farm agent Daniel Weber, and we're here to help life go right.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
You have worked hard to get here. It is finally graduation day. What's the one thing you forgot? Moving time. Tiger Moving wants to be the ones to help you kick back and relax by taking care of your moving needs. Why have one more thing on your plate when you can have the moving process taken care of? With a clean-cut, reliable team and a flat hourly rate, you're already diving into the real world right. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make that next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
When it comes to filling your prescriptions, time is of the essence. At Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens, there are no hassles having your prescriptions transferred or filled. They'll gladly do that for you. They can contact your medical provider or former pharmacy and take all the worry out of your hands. All you have to do is pick it up. No hassle prescriptions at Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens. Small town feel, big time service.
Weiler Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
You like that guy Stapleton? Tomorrow we're having this guy Andrew Duhon on. Not tomorrow, Thursday. He's going to join us for a couple of minutes to promote his concert coming up over in Katichi on Sunday. Okay. But I told him, man, he has to have a jingle. Like, it's got to be the Zach and Mickey Show. Or, you know what I'm saying? He's got to come up with some sort of singing jingle to do it with us. Like, get him a nice Grammy Award nominated.
Yeah, if he could come up with something, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll just dump all the audio. We won't even have mine.
Katichi, CATEECHE.com. Sunday night, great concert. All the golf stuff's going on. All the club fittings going on. Titleist is there. TaylorMade is there. The junior clinics are going on. I told you we played last weekend. It was phenomenal. The food's phenomenal. Everything's going on. But I like clubs where, like, activities are always happening and things are always jumping. And this guy, Andrew Duhon, a New Orleans style, a New Orleans native, came a few years ago and said, man, we got to get him back soon. So it's time for that now. If you're looking for something awesome to do on Sunday night, take a short drive to Hartwell, Georgia, over and see this really, really cool Grammy-nominated artist, Andrew Duhon. To find out more, go to katichi.com, CATEECHE.com, and we're going to have some tickets to give away to that. Okay, we'll do that Thursday and Friday. Looking forward to that. He'll be on with us on Thursday. I'm almost at my Twitter wit's end. Is that the right way to say that? I'm at the end of my wick.
Twitter or tweet?
I mean,
or,
no, text. All right. Just I can't sit here and debate people all day long, man. I got a guy in Columbia who wants to sit me and just have a text debate all day long. I got a show to host, man. Sorry. On Twitter, by the way, at Mickey Pollard, Mr. Orr 24, Mike says, stay humble, guys. The exact reason long ago I chose not to be a Clemson fan. Okay. Because here's my guess, Mike, because when your team wins, you probably don't really ever talk any kind of trash to anybody. You probably don't really point out any facts to anybody else about your team.
Right.
That's probably you just say, well, hey, great win. You won the national championship. Well, but now you got next year and there's probably other teams out there that might be coming after. So I'm not really going to enjoy this one. I can see that. Skip Wright said on Twitter at Mickey Pollard, please continue to let William be the first caller just to remind us the dog fans are truly all about. They have made the college football playoff once and they're world beaters. Now Georgia State's 2-2 against them. And Jay Wright said, don't forget Sandstorm and the white towel. Scary stuff through all that. That was in your response to the Virginia Tech deal. You know what gets me? Is the article that you reverted back to. You can always find any article to say anything out there, right? But the article that you reverted to, or you talked about in a tweet the other day, saying that Virginia Tech's interest is the best in college football. I've seen it many times now. I don't see how anybody even could say that's even close.
I don't think it's the best entrance. No, I think it's a good. I think it's, you know, it's fun. It's electric. But and it was funny watching that video because it was from last year's game.
Yeah.
Right before Clemson throttles them.
Yeah.
And goes on to win that game. So it's just, it was fun. I obviously think, you know, what we have over here in Clemson's a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sit down here and turn my nose up at other college football traditions. It makes the sport great.
It's great. I love it. I'm going to give this to you, and you tell me overrated or underrated. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me if you've seen them in person. War Eagle, that Eagle, War Damn Eagle flying around the stadium?
I have not seen it. It's okay. You know, I feel like that's one you have to see in person.
I've seen it twice. The problem with it is that he didn't circle long enough. I would have it go around three or four times. Like, oh, build suspense. You know what I'm saying? Because basically this thing flies around. The thing lasts about 30 seconds. And he comes down the field. I tell you one that's not overrated, I don't think. And you've seen this before. Osceola and Renegade out there in the field with a little spirit in the ground. That's pretty stinking cool.
That's great. On TV, TV doesn't do that justice, right?
Right.
That stadium kind of looks small on TV for some reason. But getting in there, it's way bigger than you think it is. And, yeah, that guy running out there is fantastic. Although I do remember him vividly falling off the horse. Was it last season? A year before?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was great.
Have you seen Sandstorm 2001 and have you been there and seen all that?
No.
You never been to game in Columbia?
No, I don't go to the to that city. I would love to, actually, but I have not had the opportunity.
Texas says, hey, Mick, had to listen to 5 years of this mess and look at their fans sending kids firebomb pictures with our head coach. Gamecock fans, just deal with it. It is what it is right now, the near future, and we are better. Again, just don't hunger strike. That's what I'm telling you. Just don't do that. Hank from Mises said, dang it, Mike, on Twitter, you ruined my day. He's not a Clemson fan. Huh, ruined my day. Tony Morell's going to join us at 8:05 this morning. I don't like doing trash-talking shows. I like doing facts shows. I don't like doing shows where I've got to go to the outlier to make my point. You know? I like deductive reasoning shows. I like factual-based shows. But when you got to point out stuff like, well, Syracuse beat you, man. You know, yeah, still it's okay. Clemson's still end of the regular season number one in the country. You know? Still won the ACC championship, still won the state championship, still won the division championship. Still had a pretty good year there, so the outlier really doesn't really support the full big picture of where you are through all this. So I don't like the hypothetical shows of what if or you know this or I don't like arguing like insignificant facts on shows. Break it down to the brass tacks. Let's see how it works. Snap Hook's up with a 654 roar. Hey, good morning, Snap Hook. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Couldn't be better.
Man, Mickey, funny story. I was in Indianapolis Airport last week coming home from a business trip. Had a Clemson t-shirt on. Ohio State fan tried to talk trash to me right there in the airport.
Like, what can you say? You're 0-3. You know, what could you say? I mean, there's nothing to say.
I said 31-0, and he turned around and walked off. So, I mean, it's one of those kind of things.
But even then, man, here's what you're going to get. Anybody wants to argue with you at an airport about a college football team, whatever, that's just what they're going to do. You're not going to win those kind of things. If you want to point out on a show or something a fact or two that kind of support an argument, I kind of get it. But you're not going to beat somebody who wants to start something with an airport about a football team or a game, especially a team that went 0-3 against you. That you just beat 31-0, and that you know what? There's nothing to say. You have no ammunition. So, someone who starts a fight with no ammunition, you can't beat them?
You just drop facts on them, and just you know that's all you can do. I mean, you know, facts and data don't take things personal and don't lie. You got your tail whip 31-0. What you got, bro?
Yeah, but here's my point, Snap Hook. Is for that gentleman who wants to start something with you. There's no way to defeat him because in his mind, the only times you ever played, you beat him all three times, and the last time you played, you beat him 31-0. So if he's gonna go into that knowing that and still wants to do it, then there's nothing you can say.
Right? Ricky, you can't win an argument with an idiot.
Right.
They'll bring it down their level and beat you with experience.
Yeah. Touche. Touche. Very good.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Man, I'm making my first trip to Topgolf this weekend. I'm taking my 16-year-old daughter and one of her friends to see some guy named John Party and I think he sounds like Gomer Pyle, but they call him Luke Bryan. We're taking them to Charlotte, and me and Mrs. Snap Hook gonna check out Topgolf. First time I've ever been, man. Any tips?
Yeah.
Good, et cetera, et cetera.
I love it. Topgolf is fun. It's entertaining. You know, you get TVs and drinks and food, and you get these games you can play. And I'd experienced all the little games with the golf. The ball didn't go as far as it normally goes, and you're using their clubs and their balls, and it's restricted flight. So don't get caught up in the numbers.
You can't take your own clothes.
I think you might be able to take your own clothes, but their balls don't go very far.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
That's where you're at with that. But it's fun, man. Just don't get caught up in the ego. How far you hit it? Just enjoy it for the – it's not. It's golf, but it's not golf, if that makes sense. It's fun.
Gotcha.
It's a fun thing.
Okay, cool, man. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark and Amanda and all the great folks take care of you at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Hey, they want to do your next mortgage. If it's a new home buy, if it's a refi.